December 3, 1902 disturbances with regard to obedience. Jesus reassures her. This morning, as I was in my usual state and my fears continued, when blessed Jesus came I said to him, Life of my life, how come you do not let me obey the order of the superiors? And he, and you, my daughter, don't you see where the opposition comes from? It is the human will that does not unite with the divine so that they may kiss and become one. And when there is opposition between these two wills, since the divine will is superior, the human will loses by necessity. Besides, what else do they want? I have told you that, if they want, I make you fall into that state. If they do not want, I let you obey. But as for the obedience that I should make you fall and I should make you come round without their coming, leaving this thing independent of them and all at my disposal, this is up to me. Whether I want to keep you in this state for 1 minute or half an hour, whether I have to make you suffer or not, this remains all under my care. And if they want otherwise, it would be wanting to dictate to me the laws of how and of when. I am the one who must do things, and this would be wanting to meddle too much in my judgments and acting as my master, while the creature is supposed to adore, not to investigate. I was left incapable of answering. Seeing that I was not answering, he added, this not wanting to persuade themselves grieves me very much. You, however, in contrasts and mortifications do not keep your gaze on them, but fix it on me, who was the target of contradictions. And as you suffer them, you will become more similar to me. In this way, your nature will not be able to move, and you will remain calm and tranquil. I want that, on your part, you do as much as you can to obey them. As for the rest, leave it to my care, without becoming disturbed.